Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Julie. Julie.
Hey, good morning and welcome in. It is Wednesday.
Julie.
6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. WRJZ, this is Joy Radio. I welcome you in.
Anybody?
Pull up a chair and have a proverbial seat here.
Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike?
It's a great day. That's what it is.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
In less than 30 minutes, it'll be sunrise.
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
That's right.
Guess what today is?
The sun will be coming up.
Listen, guess what today is?
Now, I want you to think real hard.
Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Smile, the Lord has not changed his mind about you.
It's hump day.
My name is Bob Bell. This is the Bob Bell Show. I've been around here for 33 years or so. By the grace of God, it's been the Bob Bell Show since sometime around the year 2000, I think, or it could have been 2001, but it could have been close to when 9/11 happened. This year will be the 25th commemoration of 9/11. When I say anniversary, sometimes you're thinking of happy things. This was not a happy thing. But there is much encouragement to be taken away from the days that followed. Some of us wish we could go back to some of those days that followed. The problem is, sometimes our best, most spiritual days follow a time of complete and utter distress. When we have to look up and say, God, if you don't come through, we're through. Right now, 71 degrees, not quite as muggy as it was. We had a few splash and dash showers yesterday morning. We could have a few more today, but not near as numerous. But I want to talk about a couple of different things at 865-342-5620. And I need your help. I would like to have you weigh in on this. My early morning listeners, by the way, are very smart. You are. 865-342-5620. We started a discussion about false teeth yesterday. Not about false teeth, but the things people do. And I told you that in the I Love Carnes section of Facebook, somebody put on there that they found a set of false teeth laying on the track, a middle school track. Perhaps it was Carnes Middle School. And obviously, questions are going to roll through my mind. How do you not know that your false teeth are missing? How does that happen? How do you not know where you perhaps may have lost them? Did you deposit them in a pocket and they just kind of flipped out? We're coming up on 610, these and other incredible questions. At WRJZ and 102.5 FM, Joy Radio. And I'll tell you about one person that at least found a set of false teeth. You wouldn't believe it. I told the 7 o'clock hour yesterday, I'll tell you. Coming up next on the Bob Bell Show.
To infinity and beyond.
From East Tennessee to the outer edges of awesome, it's the Bob Bell Show.
By the way, we're just on the outer edges of awesome. We're trying to get to the center of awesome. At WRJZ 611, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, Joy Radio. The Bob Bell Show is underway at 71 degrees. Headlines, this just in. Wife who stared at her phone all movie declares that she didn't understand the plot. The plot of this movie's not over yet, though. This is the Bob Bell Show. We welcome you in. It is Wednesday. We understand that Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra are going to be battling it out for the governor of the state of California. Becerra represents pretty much what has been going on for the past 20 years or so. And Steve Hilton is the more conservative side. He is a Republican. And they'll be battling it out even after all the votes are in. I still don't think all the votes are in California. That's the weird part. In the Los Angeles mayoral race, Mr. Plattner does not get to go forward. So he's gone. It'll be two people who basically have the same ideological ideas in mind, and so Los Angeles is not likely to change anytime soon. So that's my take on that. Meanwhile, we're talking about false things and false teeth. So my wife said at University of Tennessee Medical Center, there's a lost and found section. She was speaking with one of the security detail, and the security person said, you wouldn't believe what we saw. This lady came to Lost and Found and said, I have lost my teeth. I need to find some teeth. I need to see if they're mine. And oddly enough, the security people in the Lost and Found said, well, we have a number of teeth to choose from. Now, Dave, they said this. The security person wouldn't lie. This woman took the false teeth one at a time, tried to fit them into her mouth. She did not rinse them. She did not wash them. She just took them out of the box. And the very last one she tried, she said, hey, these are close enough. These must be mine. They weren't hers. But she, I guess false teeth are pretty expensive. Anyway, I know they are. But wow. There was no safety precautions. She did it before they could like reach out and go, hey, don't, you know. She had already put them in her mouth. No, that's not the one. No, that's not the one. Nope, that's not. Oh, this is close enough. And she bounced out just happy as a lark with those false teeth that she had never seen before, had no idea where they came, and did not wash them off. She had them in her mouth. So I'm wondering how many of y'all are eating breakfast. We've talked about a lot of false things. You know, the devil does his very best to mimic the things of God, and unfortunately, he does spectacularly stupid, hideous, terrible, but good work, because he can make things look and sound good. There were a lot of people after the Carmelo Anthony verdict came down yesterday in Texas. There were a lot of those who had righteous indignation, and they were talking about racism. The problem is, even the witnesses for Carmelo Anthony during the trial, where he stabbed a young man a couple of years ago, or at least it was over a year ago, yes, stabbed a young man to death after being asked to leave the tent. They exchanged shoves, and then Carmelo came with a knife and stabbed him in the heart. And the young man passed away. They were 17. So now Carmelo is 19. So it's been a couple of years. So he was found guilty yesterday. Will serve 35 years in prison before he's eligible for parole, as he was eventually tried as an adult. And there were a lot of people with some righteous indignation screaming and cursing outside. We're not even sure if they had connections to the family or whatever. But every one of the witnesses on both sides said this had nothing to do with race. It had to do with a shoving match. And is it self-defense or is it not self-defense? Some people thought it was. Most of the witnesses and all the jurors agreed it was not self-defense. If I go in there and shove Dave Clabo, and I'm not trying to, you know, pull something out of my pocket or anything like that, does that give him a right to pull out a knife and take my heart out? It does not. I wouldn't do that because Dave would whoop me before I would even have a chance. I wouldn't even know what happened. You don't know how mean he is. He'd have me on the ground. I mean, I'm a big guy, but I'd be helpless. I'd be crying for mama after about 3 seconds. But in just sort of a generic way, that doesn't give him a right to stab me in the heart. So that's where that is. You're going to hear a lot more noise about it. It's interesting, though. Black Lives Matter is pretty much no more. Many of their leaders have been found to have more than one or two or three houses and have used some of the donations that they've received for their own good. So it's a little bit different dynamic than what it used to be some time ago. But I would ask that you continue to pray for both families. There's no winners here. Because, again, a young man is dead. Pray that we see each other the way God sees us. How about that? Coming up on 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, I've got traffic, I've got weather, much more coming up next. Should we have data centers here in Knoxville and Knox County? What do you think? 865-342-5620, 342-5620.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Keep all of my birds. Yeah, my dad has been paid.
I love it.
Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy because I've got Jesus.
Good morning.
WRJZ Joy Radio. I am Bob Bell. It is 71 degrees at 621, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is one of those days where it looks like we're actually going to have a beautiful sunrise. You know, we've had more clouds over the past several days. Now the sun's going to be coming out. So, how many of you have scrolled through social media? And if you never scroll through social media, more power to you. That's great. But the reality is, a lot of people do. And they, I just saw another headline from Babylon Bee. Antifa member lectures D-Day veteran on how to fight fascism. From WRJZ. So, you see things that are fake many times. And it'll come like this. It might be some famous movie star. Now, I'm not talking about Candace Cameron Bure or, you know, Danica McCullough or some of these actresses who've come to faith in Christ. Danica McCullough evidently came to faith in Christ just over the last 4 or 5 years. And as a younger Christian, you're going to hear statements like this, and many of you hear statements like this. Danica, and I'm not picking her apart. Listen, she's young in her faith. She's learning. She may be in her latter 40s, but she's just learning. And that's okay. She said, I found out the missing piece of my life was Jesus. To which, if I were there and I said, that's a great start, but he's not the missing piece to your life. He's your life. He's the centerpiece of your life. He is life itself. And I try to do it without lecturing, you know. But you try to bring an encouragement to someone who's just learning. We have a lot of new Christians in this nation right now. And there's a lot of people, well, bless God, they're probably not really a real Christian. Be careful about being so... suspicious of everything. But go ahead and question them and talk to them. But don't question like it's some sort of inquiry or an inquisition. Question them and say, hey, that's interesting. Tell me about what has happened in your life to bring you to faith in Christ. And what does that mean? If you were to die today, I would go ahead and ask the Fort Lauderdale questions, as Alistair Begg would say. I'd go ahead and do that. How do you know that you're going to heaven? Or if you died today, do you know that you'd go to heaven or hell? Do you know? Do you believe in heaven or hell? You know, go to the basics and see what they actually believe. And some of them will say, well, Jesus died for me. That's great. That is fantastic. Who's Jesus? In other words, who is he that he could pay the price and penalty for your sin? You know, go ahead and ask those questions. I'm talking about when you're talking to adults. But you'll see a lot of others like so-and-so Hollywood star says Jesus is the only one that saved him. And he wouldn't be alive unless he had a relationship with Jesus. May be true, it may not be true. But people just slap anything up on any social media site just to get clickbait. And what many of us will do is we think we're investigating further by clicking on. Meanwhile, I've got actual real people to talk to, and partners and people and places and things and those who help us go as a radio station. Dave, I talked to a lady who called in yesterday. You may have been in back, but she called in after the show was over. And she wanted to know about some friends of ours and how they're doing and all that kind of stuff. And people who've been clients of ours, have been advertisers at WRJZ. And she said, you know, I support everything you do. I want to get Bibles to those people who are waiting for them. So she's talking about the Bible League. She contacts our people who are broadcasting partners like Key Life or Grace to You. She talks to the people at In Touch. She talks to the family at Insight for Living. She maintains a great relationship with some of those, and she actually tries to help them out. And she was concerned about this one person. I thought, how neat that was. And this is somebody that says, well, I listen all the time. And then you heard yesterday or 2 days ago from Ogles Yodel, these two people that just started listening this year. It just happened to be on 102.5, and then they moved to a different part of Sevier County on their way up to Gatlinburg, and they listened to 99.5. And then you get to a certain part of Gatlinburg where there's no radio station that gets in there. So they go online at WRJZ.com and listen to WRJZ, and they've only been listening for a few months. We have people who are younger. We have people who are older. We have people who are in the middle. We have people who are black. We have people who are Latino. We don't sit there and take, what's the word? We don't take role, though. Oh, well, that's nice. You're a black listener. You're a white listener. You're a Latino listener. We don't do that. It's people who are hungering for the Word of God that end up here. And if you're saying, well, is Bob Bell or some of the other people on, are they the perfect dissemination of the Word of God? No. But we represent God. We represent Christ in this community as best we can. We don't, well, I proudly stand up, and I don't do that. You're headed for ruin when you act like that. But I humbly represent Jesus Christ because he has changed me from the inside out. He is still changing me from the inside out. And there are many other local broadcasters that are on with us, and many, many national broadcasters, some of the best teachers in the world that are on with us, some of whom have already gone home to be with the Lord. The R.C. Sproles of the world, the John MacArthurs of the world, they've already gone home. Charles Stanley. But their organization continues to put out their messages because their messages, their sermons are evergreen. Can I tell you, that lady that I talked to yesterday, she represents a whole lot of other people who are just like you that are sitting there listening, and you try to help out wherever you can. When you hear people who advertise with us, you know, whether it's Knox Rail Salvage or Vaughn Pharmacy, whether it's Beatty Chevrolet, whether it's one of our Summer of Liberty sponsors, tell them that you appreciate that. It goes a long way, doesn't it, Dave?
Oh, yeah. We also, if there's anything kind of a miss that you and I totally miss that's going on the air, and we don't notice it because in our, you know, in our fast-paced stuff that we do, scheduling and try to get some sales and stuff like that, we miss a few things.
There may be some things, topics of interest that you've always wanted. We're not above opening a suggestion box.
Nope.
You could call during business hours, 525-0620. That's our office number, not our studio number. 525-0620, area code 865. And say, hey, Dave, I got an idea for you. Dave's here to 1 o'clock. Or you may want to send me a message, an email, bbell@wrjz.com. Hey, I got an idea for you.
Direct any snide comments to me, Dave Clabo,
moffittmedia.com. Dave Clabo at moffittmedia.com.
Or actually, it's I think it's...
Just Dave?
Just Dave.
Just Dave at moffittmedia.com. If you have something awful to say. No. Coming up on 6:30 at WRJZ, it's an update with news. That helicopter that was down by the Iranians, all the crew members from the United States, successfully rescued. All of that coming up and more. Election news and things like that. Fox News is next at WRJZ. Traffic and weather is on the way. Your phone calls, 865-342-5620.
Make us your soundtrack for summer. This is Joy Radio.
Today was simply gone, like yesterday.
The most of it while you're here. That's what I say. Because one day you'll be gone, and that's, if you're a believer, that's good. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Yes, that's Philippians 1:21. For WRJZ, we got stuff to do while we're here. Yeah, we've been looking in Luke 21 in my particular Bible study over the last several weeks, really since before Easter. And in doing so, we've come to several conclusions, including... He continues to say, watch and pray, don't be caught off guard. However, it does not say, go on top of your roof and just wait. I'll be there. That's what a lot of people have in the mentality. Well, it's almost over. And I hear a lot of really good and people I like and enjoy and I appreciate. A lot of good evangelists said, I don't even drive around with a full gas tank anymore. I think it's wasteful. I think the rapture's so near. Well, you may be right, but you don't know. Maybe you should have a full tank of gas when you leave because you were on your way to see somebody else and have a gospel conversation. I loved it. Last night, Meg and I went on a date, Dave. And at the restaurant, we asked this young lady, her name is Maddie. Maddie, we're getting ready to pray. How can we pray for you? She said, oh, I know you all were going to ask me this because I've had you before. Can I take a minute and come back with the answer? I said, sure. Yeah, you can. She goes, I really want to think about this. Well, you know, I really appreciated that. She wasn't just giving an answer off the cuff of her sleeve to make us happy because we're trying to tell them, look, how you answer that question does not determine how we tip. We're going to tip well anyway because of who we are. And we're, not that we're rich. It's not that because we're not. We're going to tip well because we represent the Lord. We want you to know that we appreciate you serving. Whether you're like some of the servers have told us, look, I don't talk about those kinds of things. That's rarely happened. And I have said, or somebody says, no, I'm good. You know, that means they don't want to talk about it. And I have joked a couple of times if I could read the person right and say, well, man, you need to be praying for us. If you're good, you need to be praying. If you're all good, you can pray for us. But most of the time I say, well, I appreciate that. And then we pray for them anyway. It's okay. Before we go to break, one of the fun things that I've seen online, this is Louisiana. This is the not the bee headlines. In other words, it's real. It's true. A local Louisiana sheriff's department reported that a DUI suspect was caught in a swamp with the aid of a gator. He wasn't killed, but the gator had a hold of him. Deputies rescued him. After that, he was glad to be booked. For drunk driving. He was fine.
Go Gator!
In other words, he fought the Jaws, and the Jaws won.
G
General Neyland had seven famous maxims. Bob Bell has a mic. Let's roll.
Woo, you sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
No joke,
well,
man.
Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday, at least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
From WRJZ and welcome in. Good to have you along. It is now 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. The Bob Bell Show is underway. It is 71 degrees. Now, I played that for a reason. The reason is, and I don't want to get too political here, but pass the SAVE Act, okay? It's time to pass the SAVE Act. That's the truth. So from WRJZ, let's pass the SAVE Act. Move on. If you know, if you're still, they're still voting in California. There's the mayoral race is completed, but in one case they had as many as 24,000 ballots come in. Not one of them was for Mr. Plattner. So And I'm not going to say he's the savior of the world or California or of Los Angeles. I don't know. That place has got some problems, though. Anyway, that being said, the lady who is on city council, her last name is Ramen. Think of noodles. She is moving forward, and she's going to take on Karen Bass. Those two have been good friends. They think pretty much alike. I don't know if anything will change, you know, it's just the way it is. But in the governor's race, it's different. Steve Hilton has a chance to go up against Becerra, and it's going to be a battle later on this fall. So, the meanwhile, here's what you got to know. People who end up in power, regardless of how they end up in power, you must know this. God is still sovereign. He's still the one. Now there's going to be a controversy over who should be sheriff in Knox County. Brent Gibson won quite handily during the primary race. He did. And the voting here is very secure. I spoke to the election commission general of Knox County, Chris. He knows what he's doing. Anyway.
I find it interesting that nobody said anything about when all these indictments were coming down during the election process itself, but then they wait till after the votes were counted in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where did that cry foul?
And that may be why Mike Davis is, and now this is, there's two Mike Davises here. The Mike Davis we're having later on today is with City Heating and Air Conditioning. He is a veteran of the United States Air Force.
I laugh because when you
it's
told
not,
me,
that's a different Mike Davis.
When you said Mike Davis, my, I said, what?
And that's not a slam on the other Mike Davis, who was a candidate.
No, it's
Elaine Davis's husband, a candidate for sheriff. He finished a distant third in the balloting in the primary, which means since they are running unelected, there is no opposition in the fall. Therefore, whoever wins this primary, which is Brent Gibson right now, clearly is going to be sheriff. Brent Gibson is a former University of Tennessee football player who has had many years of experience in the Knox County Sheriff's Office. Mike Davis has had many years of experience in law enforcement as well. I mean, neither one of these people are new to what goes on. But you have to know, this is where we pray and ask for whoever God allows to be in there to be the one who's supposed to be there. Sheriff Tom Spangler is finishing up his 8 years. I couldn't think of a better sheriff to have had during the COVID era. Because he said, we're going to enforce what constitutionally is the law. And he made it very plain that you can't just invent ordinances that are not necessarily based in law and then tell people to shut things down. There was a friend of mine that owned a business, still owns the business. And one of his places inside the city was shut down during COVID because they dared have somebody inside their store and lay down on a bed to test and see if the mattress would work. I mean, literally, the city or somebody in the city was saying, look, you're just going to have to go out of business. You don't need to allow anybody in your store ever until we say it's okay. See, that's not how freedom works. And I know there's a lot of people, well, the data says a lot of things. By the way, it's data or data. What do you call it? Tomato, tomato. At WRJZ, it's Wednesday. Good morning. I'm glad to have you along. But, I mean, you have thoughts on that. The number is 865-342-5620. Our job at this station with our listeners, we go before the Lord. We put it on the wall of prayer right there at WRJZ.com. Go to the prayer request. When you hit the tab, fill in the blanks. And we'll be praying for you too. But we'll be praying for those who would be in leadership positions, male or female, whoever they are, Democrat or Republican. We're going to pray Tennessee coming up in 45 minutes, as a matter of fact, here at WRJZ. Back in just a few moments, we've got Food for the Soul with Alistair Begg next.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Coming up a little bit later on this morning, it's about 20 minutes away. Love on its knees, what God does want from us. I think about that when I think of Micah 6:8. But what would God require of us, old man? But to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. There's a lot in that. See, there's about 380 million descriptions of what it means to do justice. And we talked about that yesterday after the Carmelo Anthony verdict came down. A lot of people are screaming and hollering. Or this 7-year-old murder. I mentioned earlier, David said, what is that? Well, KPD is asking for information from a murder that took place in the shooting June 9th, 2019. So almost exactly 7 years, one day away. It was the shooting of Nahemana Zakaria. They're still looking to solve that 7-year-old murder.
Now, I wonder if that was the one that was on Broadway where a stray shot hit a woman at the Crystal drive-thru across the street.
I don't know. That could be. It was the parking lot of the Sunset Lounge is what it says.
That might, I wonder.
2:45 p.m. June 9th.
Sunset Lounge.
2:45 in the afternoon.
Oh,
broad daylight.
Well, never mind. It was at night that the one I mentioned happened.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they're looking for more information for the murder of Nahemana Zakaria.
7 years, man.
7 years.
Family's still grieving at that, man.
You know, when I think about this, and for them, there's only one comfort, and that's what the Lord has for them. I mean, I know that sounds very churchy, but that's all we got, and that's the best. That's not just churchy, that's good. Coming up later on, also, Mike Davis, coming up later on, also. We have the Summer of Liberty continuing with a celebration all this week of the flag. Now, again, when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we're not pledging allegiance like Exodus 20 talks about, in that we put another god before God. Anything between you and your God is an idol. We don't idolize. But out of all the 243 countries in the world, I pledge my allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. And I think that was very important for President Eisenhower to insert under God in 1954. I'm so glad he did, aren't you? In 1924, 102 years ago, the first political convention on radio took place on NBC Radio. Wow. 102 years ago. 1943 on this date, the ballpoint pen was patented. How about that? Laszlo Josef Biro of Budapest, Hungary, patented it. Joe Nuxhall of the Cincinnati Reds hurled his first major league game. He was a pitcher in 1944 on this date, some 82 years ago. And ladies and gentlemen, in 1895, a tremendous actress with a great attitude broke through in some of the most, what had to be the most difficult circumstances. She was born in 1895, Hattie McDaniel of Gone with the Wind, who later won an Academy Award for her role in Gone with the Wind as an African-American, the first one to win an Oscar. She also starred in The Little Colonel, Showboat, Saratoga, many more. Hattie lived all the way through 1952. Meanwhile, Judy Garland was born on this date in 1922. This still haunts me to this day.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
As a 14-year-old. Now, you heard me right. She was 14.
There's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Judy Garland had very strict restrictions on her diet, where she could be seen, what she could be doing, not just during the filming of this movie, but even after the movie was put together, edited, and distributed. MGM had a lot of underwriting on her. It's amazing. She died tragically in 1969, way too early. Elizabeth Hurley is 61 today on the celebrity birthday list. She was in Austin Powers. She was also on The View many years ago as one of the token conservatives, and she and Whoopi didn't get along very well at all. Whoopi? The great figure skater Tara Lipinski is 44 today. I remember her. Gold medalist, Nagano, 1998. It's hard to believe she's 44. But 1998, she was just a child. And she won gold. Here at WRJZ, your gold, we want to encourage you to go to WRJZ.com/Bible. Become a part of what we're doing with the Bible League. Meg and I made our decision a few weeks ago. And we just want to be a part of what's going on. It's a beautiful sunrise out there. You can make it even more beautiful for someone who doesn't have a copy of the scripture in their own language. Would you consider what God would have you to do? Maybe it's $5, maybe it's $500, somewhere in between there, I don't know. But go to WRJZ.com/Bible, make your donation, and participate with us. See if we can get 2,000 more Bibles to waiting believers all across the world. Here at WRJZ, it's time for Fox News, an update on everything that's going on right here front and center, then weather and traffic all coming up on WRJZ, the station committed to help you grow in the faith.
Go, Bob. Been looking for you.
I was actually getting a number. I've got a story for you that I want you to do real quick.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get you to contact a friend of mine. His name is Brian Thomas. He is a tremendous pastor and expositor of the Word. But as soon as I can get my thumbs working well, I'm going to text his number to you before we talk to John Hankerson.
We always do your all things, Bob. I mean, come on.
Oh, this is texting. We could do this at the same time. We know what we're doing. All right, so here we go. All right, you go ahead and call him, and then we'll get him on here in just a few seconds because he's awaiting your call even now. And then later on, we'll be talking to John Hankerson. John Hankerson, this is an author that we've run into. I think this is great, though. It is Love on Its Knees. What does God want from us? And again, I tend to think about Ecclesiastes when it talks about these other things that we chase after. They're just a chasing after the wind. By the way, it's 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. The temperature, 71 degrees. The sun is out. It's brilliant. And it's beautiful. And we're going to have a real person who is a pastor who's about the Lord's business. So with me on the air is Brian Thomas, He's a pastor at Grace Oak Ridge. Hi, Brian. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bob. How are you, brother?
I can't believe I just thought of this at the last minute, but I thought it was such a great story. So the other day, you were driving where, and you were hit by a deer?
So last week, I was on my way to our church campus, and we were driving down a little road called Raccoon Valley. Some of you all may know. It's not. It should be called Deer Valley, because there's nothing but deer all over the place. But we were, I was driving down the road, and I'm preaching this last Sunday. I was preparing a message about sudden storms and how they can come out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, I hit a deer going about 45 miles an hour, and it just wrecked the front end of my truck. So I pulled over into a church parking lot and looked at it and called a tow truck driver. And just waited for him, you know, and I knew the last time I wrecked my truck, God used it in a significant way, too. And I just know that God can use anything we give him and anything we open our hands up to. So I knew, you know, this is just a truck. But when the tow truck driver came and picked me up, uh-huh. we just started talking about the Lord. And I told him about the last time I wrecked my truck, how God had used it. We started talking about how I wanted my life to matter for eternity and Jesus and. Yeah, he was just very leaned in to that conversation that day. So it was last Thursday that I was driving by, and that deer came out of nowhere. And
out of nowhere.
God ended up using it. Yeah, and God used it in that young man's life. So when we pulled in.
You had a gospel conversation with him.
We did, yeah. When I was just talking about, I wasn't even thinking about it, really. I was just talking about how what God was doing in my life. And he was pretty responsive, and so we just. We started to have a conversation in general about what God might be doing in the world and what's going to matter most. And when we pulled into the collision center with my truck, he looked at me and he said, you know, since you're a pastor, I can tell you this, the hardest part of my job is working fatalities. And he said, you know, I've pulled cars out of trees and I've just seen awful things. And he said, you know, what is, it's got me thinking, and as you never know what might happen to you. And then he looked at me dead in the eyes, just as sincere as he could be, and he said, I just wish that I could know I was going to heaven. And I said, you can. and so he said, how? And so I said, you know, listen, his name was Ryan. I said, Ryan, most people think that if you die and you got to the gates of heaven and there was an angel, and the angel said, why should I let you in? And I don't think this is actually how it works. But if it did, most people in that moment would say, well, you should let me in because I've done this, this, or this. You know, I've gone to church, or I've given a lot, or I'm pretty nice. And I said, the problem with that is that perfection is the standard. So the only way to get into heaven is to be perfect. And the man who swims 90% of the way across the lake and drowns is no better than the man who swam 5% of the way and then drowned. They're all in the same boat. So nobody's getting in because of what they've done, because we deserve death and hell and separation from God. And I said, but the only way, Ryan, that anybody gets in that moment, the only answer is I don't deserve to go in, but Christ died for me, and he says that I can go in
and he
because
came,
of his death and his resurrection.
He came to Christ right there?
And he said, that's what I need. And he prayed to receive Christ in the wrecker at the collision center, just a God thing. And I think the Lord had been softening him through some other things, and he was just primed and ready. And it was just a reminder to me that, you know, God's always at work in every detail.
Brian, way to be on mission, just talking about the Lord with your testimony. God
Grace
bless you, my friend.
All the time.
Hey, I love you to pieces, brother. Keep up the good work.
Love you, brother.
That is Brian Thomas, Grace Oak Ridge at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. John Hankerson joins us in just a few moments. What would God have us to do? Yeah, love on its knees. We'll talk more about that on the way.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Today I've got so much to be thankful for. I woke up this morning thinking, thank you, Lord.
Now 12 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ. Do you have a grateful heart this morning, or are you just old curmudgeon? I wasn't looking at you, Claybo. Welcome into the Bob Bell Show, 71 degrees, and here we have John Hankerson on the phone with us. John, Good morning. Welcome to the Bob Bell Show, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm better now that I've heard your voice. You know, just those dulcet tones add glory to my heart and mind. It's good to hear you.
Oh, you guys are so enthusiastic. It's wonderful this early in the morning.
Actually, people tell us it's a little sickening. But okay. I came to faith in Christ in May of 1992 and pray I never get over it. So that's the deal, man.
Oh, that's pretty wonderful. I got you beat by a few years.
Have you walked with the Lord longer than that? So I was 29 years old. I was later in life, man. I'm a former addict, former alcoholic, and recovering fat boy.
Oh, my goodness. There's a story there.
You better believe it. But John Hankerson, there's a bigger story there. Love on its knees. What does God want from us? What a great question to ask. You know, I think about to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly with our God, Micah 6:8. But when you wrote this book, what was going through your mind?
You know, it has an interesting history, I guess. At least to me, it does. I became a believer in the summer of 72, and had a great growing up experience in a couple of churches in the college area where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Met my wife, got married. We started a family and started being actively involved in the local church where we lived. But I felt kind of, I don't know how to describe it. I think I mentioned in the book, a fire in my bones about worship and about what we did on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there must be more that God wants to see us as a body when we gather together. And so I struggled with that for a number of years. The church service that we went to was okay. There were things about it that I liked, things that I didn't like, and I think this is true for most believers. And many people bounce churches around because of that. We didn't. But what I started doing was I started thinking, I wonder if there's answers in Scripture about what God is calling us to when we gather together, both as a community, but also when we worship in our little prayer rooms at home. And so I began a process, started with an adult Sunday school class I taught, asking that question and asking the other adults in the church where we were going what they thought Sunday was all about. And I was honestly surprised by the variety of answers I got. And that got me thinking, well, you know, maybe part of the problem is we really don't understand what we're doing together.
I think that's a great way to look at it. We don't know, but then we need to go to the source of how we do know. So what's our source?
It was Scripture for me.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So I launched myself into this idea of looking at worship and looking at what Scripture had to say about our time together as a body and our time before the Lord by ourselves in our prayer closets. And that led me to really study this idea and start writing things down and jotting notes. And when we went to different churches, I would save the bulletin because there was something in there that caught my attention and resonated with something that I'd read in the Word. And that went on for many years, and I got busy with life and young kids and family, and then I started thinking, maybe I could put this into a book. And so I started working on that, and then, of course, I got distracted. I eventually retired from work and thought my book was unfinished, and I don't like unfinished things. And I think God was prompting me to kind of keep going and finish it. So that's kind of where it originated. But it grew out of a sense of a dissatisfaction maybe in me that we were missing something.
When you first put it out there, and people are starting to find out more about it now, even as we speak, what is the reaction you're getting from Love on Its Knees? What does God want from us?
A couple of very close friends of mine, one of whom was a pastor at one time. He now lives in Dallas, but his comment to me was, this is the best book on worship I've ever read, which really inspired me to find a publisher and make sure this got out there. I had two other friends, one a college roommate of mine, who is a genius, I swear. And he read it, and he was just blown over, he said, by things that he learned in reading it. So that, plus a couple other comments from good friends, who, one of whom did a pre-read of it for me, pushed me forward with making sure I got somebody in the publishing world to take a look at it.
See, John, I'm thinking about scriptures like John chapter 4. You know, when Jesus is speaking to the woman of Samaria, Samaritan woman at the well, and he says, "They that worship me will worship God in spirit and in truth." Can you hang on with us a minute, John?
You bet.
John Hankerson returns with us just a moment on the Bob Bell Show, right here at WRJZ Joy Radio, 718, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, time for Pray Tennessee, with Steve Sutherland, State Senator. We're going to pray for him. Pat Paulus is going to be our prayer leader in partnership with our good friends at Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
Hear the required 8 vitamins and minerals for morning listening, The Bob Bell Show.
Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right.
All right, sing it, friends.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day
724, 24 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ. With great joy, I come to you on Joy Radio and my friend John Hankerson, a new friend of ours. John, where are you calling us from, come to think about it? I forgot to ask you.
That's all right. From Seattle, Washington.
Do you mean to tell me you're up at 4:23 in the morning?
I am, just to talk with you and your audience.
As Barney Fife would say, bless his heart. I mean, my goodness, great. Thank you. I did not know that. No, we are very thankful. Where can people find this book that you have out?
It's available in Amazon, both in paperback and digital.
Mm-hmm.
It's also available at the publisher's website, which is advbooks.com.
Advbooks.com.
Yeah. Advantage Books is the name of the publisher.
ADVBooks.com. So, love on its knees, what does God want from us? So, by the time you wrote this book, you probably had a conclusion. You looked up at some people and friends and, you know, family members and said, here's what I think God wants from us. If you could tell me in no more than 30 seconds, what would you say God wants from us?
He wants us to always live in our awareness of our need for him, we breathe, we live, we walk. All of what we do is infused with his power and his glory, and the world needs to see it. Mm. And our worship needs to show people the God that we love and serve and who has rescued us from, in many cases, a very horrible fate.
Exactly. I mean, if not for him, I'd be bound for a real hell. There's a real hell. There's a real heaven. There's only two, just like sexes. There's only two, heaven
Amen.
And hell. That's it. That's all there is. And the fact of the matter is, his great love for us, he made us alive in Christ. And I think about, when you think about worship too, I thought about Romans 12. What is my reasonable act of worship? So are you saying when I come in here and I talk on the radio and I share with thousands of people what God's truth is, am I worshiping and doing that?
You are, most definitely.
Hallelujah.
And you are when you're home praying and acknowledging that you are living in dependence on him. I think that's one of the themes of my book, is that we forget how easy it is to not remember our need.
Exactly.
You know, Paul talks about us having this treasure in jars of clay so that the world can see the surpassing power of the glory of God. And I think that is something that we lose living our lives. We get busy and we forget. We don't acknowledge our need and we're not thankful for all the many blessings that we've got. So I think it's a combination of bowing down, being humble, recognizing that we need him. And when we do that together as a body, the world is going to see us and say, wow, they are different. No. I want what they have.
And that's the way it should be. It should be a testimony that just oozes from the pores of our skin.
It should.
If you're a Christian, a Christ follower, and you don't look like you're thankful, you don't act like you're thankful, you're not thankful, that's a poor witness. Because, listen, the only reason I can get up, and I got up at 3:26 this morning, our time, but the only reason I can get up at 3:26 and go do push-ups and get ready to do this show is because I'm very grateful that God took a former addict, former alcoholic, and recovering fat boy and allowed him to be used on the air. And there are many other people who are being encouraged by the words that you're saying, and I imagine they're going to be encouraged by the book they get when they look on Amazon. John, I thank you. I'm glad you wrote this.
Well, thank you. I am too. It released me from my burning in my bones to share my ideas with those people that wanted to take a peek.
John Hankerson's book is called Love on Its Knees, What Does God Want From Us? Available on Amazon, many other places as well. But go to ADV if you want to and look up the book there, and you can be a part of that. John, thank you for joining us all the way from Seattle, Washington. By the way, you wouldn't believe it, I'm having some of Seattle's coffee right now, but I brewed it myself. It's Seattle's best. And I'm telling you, man, it's got a great flavor to it. I just love it.
We've got a lot of coffee out here, that's for sure.
You're known for coffee and fish, baby. It's good stuff.
It is.
John Hankerson, thanks for being with us on the Bob Bell Show. Say hello to everyone on the other coast for us.
I will. Thank you very much, Bob. Have a blessed day.
You too. God bless, my friend. At WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. They hear us all the way up at Dollywood over there. And all over the world at WRJZ.com. As a matter of fact, John can hear us. Dave, I didn't know he was in Seattle. He's up in the 4 o'clock hour talking to this goofball. God must have ordained that. That was good stuff. WRJZ, more good stuff coming up. A veteran of the United States Air Force on the way. And a man who makes sure my air conditioning is cold. And I love it. Hallelujah, glory. Inside the Bell House at WRJZ at 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. All over the world at WRJZ.com. It's time for the latest Fox News update.
Wildly.
A graduate from the South of the River Charm School. Back to the Bob Bell Show.
For WRJZ, good morning to you. It's now 7:35. 25 minutes away from 8. Focus on the family at the top of the hour, WRJZ. I think later on in August, Dave, we have figured it out. Later on in August, we're going to go to Olga's Yodel. Olga's Yodel. That is, you don't know who that is. Mike Davis, welcome. By the way, this is not the Mike Davis that's running for sheriff. This is the Mike Davis, what runs and owns and operates, that is, City Heating and Air Conditioning. Mike, welcome.
Good morning.
Olga's Yodel is a cinnamon roll factory. And they make them fresh, and it's like real sugar, not the bleached sugar. It's the real flour, not the flour that's had extra white bleach. But it's you put it in your mouth, and it just melts. And it's like it makes you want to cry.
Sounds good.
Mike, how many grandchildren do you have now?
Still got three.
You got three grandchildren, because we were over at the Pizza Inn one day, and I looked up and saw Mike, and he had his crew coming in. The crew was coming in for summer vacation. They had some time off, and they said, oh, boy, here we go. Grandpa, or whatever they call you. What do they call you?
Papa.
So Papa's going to take us out for pizza, and here you go. That's the good stuff, isn't it?
No, it sure is. They love it.
How long have you been in the heating and air conditioning business?
I'm going to tell my age here, Bob.
Okay.
About 35 years.
A minute or two.
Right.
And you are a veteran of the United States Air Force.
Yes.
What did you do in the Air Force?
I was in 363rd Civil Engineering Squadron.
So where was that?
I was based out of Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina.
Okay. I think I know where that is.
Mm-hmm. It's about 100 miles from Myrtle Beach.
100 miles from, I do know where that is, about 100 miles from Myrtle Beach. So what caused you to get into the Air Force when you were a young man?
To get off the farm.
Because that's real hard work. I cannot tell you how many other people I've had say stuff just like that.
And then when you get older, you appreciate that work ethic.
Yeah.
And then college was a struggle, so I needed some more college
money. Was a struggle for me.
Yeah.
So much so, they struggled me right out.
Right.
It was actually the best thing that ever happened to me. So what did you get your degree in?
I didn't ever finish.
You're just like me.
Okay. Very, very short. Electrical engineering was my background.
Huh. So. But you sure used the things of the things you learned in the United States Air Force or in the military that apply to you now. What would you say they are? If I had to come up with a small list of two or three things that you learned you feel like are important to you now.
Well, just to work around problems without panicking. Punctuality, for sure. I feel like every young man should have to go in the military for 2 years.
I think that's good.
But that's just my thoughts on it.
Well, it teaches them, too, a sense of responsibility. I was taught in radio, and maybe I learned it from some other older guys, that to be 5 minutes early was really 20 minutes late.
Correct, yep.
You need to be here in plenty of time to stack your carts, as we used to say back in the millions of years ago, to get you all your commercials together. We actually had to play commercials off cartridges. To stack your music, get all your records together, all the playlists done, and you had to be ready at the top of the hour when you actually signed in.
Preparation.
In other words, be prepared.
Yep.
So that's good. But your electrical engineering, even though you didn't go through and get a degree in that, you imagine you've got some things in the United States Air Force. There's equipment you have to work on, you have to know, and certain things have to be either black or white, or somebody's going to get hurt.
That's right. Civil engineering, we would get deployed and build a tent city, so that was electrical, mechanical.
Like in short order.
In short order.
Because it had to be quick. I knew some of you guys actually built hospitals, too.
Yes.
And that's because I knew some medics that actually worked in some of those hospitals. It had to be right up front.
Right.
We're going to talk more, though, about not just that, but the idea of work ethic in 2026. And if we're going to talk to a 21-year-old young man or young woman, how do you set yourself apart from everybody else that's out there in the market trying to look for a job? Because it's easy, isn't it? Yeah. Mike Davis continues with City Heating and Air Conditioning right here at WRJZ, one of our Bob Bell Show sponsors. I'm back in just a few moments. City Heating and Air Conditioning is also now a Summer of Liberty sponsor.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed? We can fix that right here on The Bob Bell Show at no additional charge.
Summer of Liberty is underway at WRJZ. The semi-quincentennial is here. This month and next month, we're celebrating here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, Joy Radio. And Mike, you've got three grandkids. This is one of mine. I'm going to let him say the pledge one more time. What do you think?
Yes.
All right, let's fire him up. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from South Carolina, here's Alex.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Did you like the addition of amen?
That's good stuff.
I thought that was good. He had just gotten out of the bath, you know, so he was shirtless. But he did have his pajama bottoms on, so we're good. But... But he says that every morning at his school, you and I, we grew up that way.
We did.
Every morning we grew up and we put the pledge right out. That's one of the first things we did. in our class, in Mrs. Hatcher's class in the first grade in 1969 at Seymour Elementary. I'm quite a bit older than you are. At Seymour Elementary School, I'm telling you, we got to say a Bible verse and we got to pray. She wouldn't have it any other way in 1969. That was 6 years after the ruling said that we must take prayer out of the classroom. Mrs. Hatcher was having none of it. Nobody ever stopped her because she knew she was right. She was okay.
I was still in elementary school, and we still had the pledge and prayer.
It may be, too, where we grew up. And where did you go to school?
In the Tri-Cities.
So you were in the Tri-Cities. Here in East Tennessee, we still felt like that we were going to do what we were going to do. You know, and our teachers, for the most part, and our school systems said, you know, we're going to be autonomous. We're going to do what we do. We're not going to coerce. We're not going to hold up somebody by the throat and make them pray. But we're going to offer prayer. We're going to pray.
No, I was in high school when it went from prayer to then we went to a minute of silence.
Minute of silence.
Yeah.
How weird. See, I'd never heard of that in high school.
I graduated in 84.
And so you're not much behind me. I graduated in 1981.
Yep.
But to watch over our lifetimes how things have changed, it's shocking.
Isn't it? It is.
Now, one of the reasons my grandson is in that portion of South Carolina, he goes to a Christian school. So they're cool with saying the pledge. They help you understand you're not pledging allegiance over God. You're one nation under God.
That's correct.
It's a big difference.
Yes.
You're not trying to say that you are pledging your allegiance to the country over what God has told you. Nope, that's called idolatry. But instead, you're pledging allegiance another way. So, did you look on the weather forecast? I bet you did.
I did.
You see what's coming up tomorrow and the next day, right?
Good weather.
Now, in the city heating and air conditioning business, why do you call that good weather?
Well, that's when we stay busy.
You got your technicians flying everywhere.
We stay busy pretty much year-round with maintenances and whatnot, but the kind of weather I like is not conducive for heating and air.
But it does make people want to pick up the phone and say, look, something's got to be done. I'm hurting.
It does.
Yeah. And it is, sometimes it's very important to somebody's health.
Yes.
I mean, I remember there was one situation you guys, when those connectors ran out, that was, if I remember correctly, that was in December of many, many years ago when I first started using you all. And it was, I think we let the thermometer get down to about 54 degrees inside the house. That's cold.
Yeah.
I don't care who you think that's not cold. That's cold, cold.
People's tempers get a little shorter when they're hot, though.
Then when the heat comes, that's a different story because there's no relief.
No, they'll throw a blanket on in the wintertime and patient, but when it gets hot, there's no relief.
Yeah, we can't sleep.
We need to get there pretty quick.
You get irritable.
Yep.
And then sometimes if you got small children in the house or babies or something like that, it gets even more important.
Yes.
So, you know, you take it real seriously. So what are some of the strangest things you've seen in the heating and air conditioning business over the last 35 years?
Just recently, all the changes all the companies being bought up around here by
somebody outside the area.
Yes. Investment groups. And then all the refrigerant changes and mandates and things that are hitting our industry. They just recently.
Thank you, Al Gore.
They just recently backed up a little bit on the January 1 cutoff date for the 410A refrigerant. And now we can continue to sell what's in stock at the distributors.
So I probably better get my maintenance done.
Yeah. But that refrigerant, 410A, is going to be around for another 34 years.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Right.
For WRJZ 747, 13 minutes away from 8 o'clock, Focus on the Family coming up at the top of the hour. It is a Wednesday. Mike Davis with City Heating and Air Conditioning with us, a veteran of the United States Air Force. We'll talk about some of the places he's seen over his years, right here at WRJZ. Traffic and weather together coming up next.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
That train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere.
I'm talking to a veteran right now. I want to say to veterans, if you're having thoughts that aren't good, y'all reach out to somebody. 22 of our veterans, Mike, every day give up. and they take their life.
They do, yeah.
22 different ones. Let's cut it down to none. For WRJZ, it's less than 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Mike Davis is with us of City Heating and Air Conditioning. What rank did you aspire to in the United States Air Force?
I was a sergeant when I got out.
Sergeant, United States Air Force. Where are some of the places you were deployed?
I was deployed to Panama right before they gave it back. They knew they were going to take it back over from Noriega.
Oh, boy. So that's interesting.
They sent 14 of us down there to build some. They had so many people that lived off base, they didn't have any room for them. So we built a big city for them to move back onto the base.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh, 88?
I think my brother was involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was a SEAL.
Yeah.
So I think he had, I still can't get it out of him exactly. He's got some sort of commendation for President Reagan.
He could tell you, but he'd have to kill you.
Yeah. just hush. And then where else?
And then I was deployed to Oman. That's a country over around Iraq and all those countries over there in
the Middle East.
That's the hottest, one of the hottest places I've ever been. And then, of course, I was in Desert Storm.
What do you think the hottest temperature you've experienced?
126 degrees.
Good land of mercy.
That's hot. But it did cool down to 111 at night.
Did you? Did you have somebody go, yeah, but it's a dry heat, Mike.
You go, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're baking in an oven.
We were 3 miles from the Persian Gulf. It wasn't dry at all.
And if I started to say it was humid enough.
It was. Miserable.
And so you were in Oman.
Yes.
And you were a veteran of the Gulf War.
Yes.
Okay. So those are some places that you thought. Was there ever a time you thought, we're not in combat, but I'm not sure we're going to make it back?
Well, Desert Storm, they started shooting the Scud missiles. You know, back then, you didn't know where they were going. We couldn't track them like
they didn't know where they were going.
No.
When they were shooting them, they just shot them and hoped that, you know, it was a hit and hope thing. So they didn't care where it was going.
So the sirens would go off and we'd, you know, don our, it was already hot enough and you'd always want to keep your warfare, chemical warfare stuff around.
Yeah.
Just add to whatever
obviously
else we were carrying.
Put your mask and everything on, that gets hotter.
Well, we quit doing that. It's too hot. We're going to wait and see what happens.
I can't breathe. You know, if I can't breathe, I can't live. Wow. I want to thank you for serving and appreciate
this. Yes,
I mean, I also appreciate what you do. I went and took, I can't remember where, I took something to you all that accidentally got mailed over here. This is like 2 or 3 years ago. And your office, man, they were the nicest people. It's only about 5 minutes from my house anyway.
Right.
And I ran it back over. There was an envelope or something like that. And I was like, and they said, well, so you're Bob Bell. Nicest people in the world.
We love our customers.
You've got high quality people.
We try.
That makes a big difference. But we appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
All right, coming up a little bit later on, Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living coming up at about 8:35 this morning. You'll hear him talking about the boll weevil becoming a monument. And I thought, what does that mean? Listen to how he explains this monument stuff.
I'm speaking to people today, all of whom could raise up your own monument to the boll weevil. It invaded your life. It took your joy. It had the audacity to come without invitation and probably by surprise. And it devastated your faith at the time. You were cut down to size. The lot was cast. But your problem is you haven't yet built your monument. You haven't established Purim, your feasting. You're still living in the sigh and the pain of all the sadness that comes over you when you remember the brokenness. That's what this is about. This isn't the story about some ancient feast, not just that. It is that, but it's so much more. God has given us His Word not to teach us dates and Hebrew words. He's given us His Word to reconstruct our lives.
That's part of it, man. Coming up at 8:30 today. It's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yep.
Chuck kind of knows what he's talking about, I guess, doesn't he?
I believe he does.
Mike Davis is here from City Heating and Air Conditioning. All right, Mike, Dave and I discovered a comedian not long ago whose name is Mike Godwin. And I was sitting here watching a video of him, and he said, he kind of boiled it down. There's only two things that matter, and it was really great. The only two things that matter, no matter what stage of life you're in. Listen to Mike Godwin as he puts it forward.
My grandma said the only two things in life that you worry about, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. You get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, whether you're going to die. If you live, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things. Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, you got two things. Original or extra crispy?
For WRJZ, the Joy Radio. That's Mike Godwin. I thought I'd finish up with a laugh for you, Mike Davis. How's
That's
it sound?
Good.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you for supporting us as a radio station and what we do. We're a little bit different than everybody else.
You are. We appreciate that.
And we're supposed to be. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, the Summer of Liberty sponsors include Cedar Springs Christian Store, Rusty Wallace Nissan, Cougar out there on Clinton Highway. Also includes Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, Olga's Yodel. That is the Cinnamon Roll Company in Gatlinburg in the Arts District. We're going to go up there in August and do the Bob Bell Show up there. Mike, you're welcome to come with us and inspect your air conditioning if you want to go to Olga's Yodel.
I may be up that way.
We may need to do some extra push-ups, but we'll get there. For WRJZ and also Mike Davis and City Heating and Air Conditioning, new sponsors of the Summer of Liberty here at WRJZ. Tomorrow, Dr. Todd Harden talks about being a lifelong learner with us on the Bob Bell Show. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.